Swalford, Deputy Superintendent for Campus Support, Hamilton County Schools. In 1999, the state identified low-end performing schools. And Chattanooga as a community was shocked to find out that 9 of the lowest 20 were in Chattanooga. So at that particular time, a foundation, the Benwood Foundation, stepped forward with a $5 million grant to support these schools. In the fall of 1999, it was decided that teacher quality was an issue, and it would be in the best interest of all for us to reconstitute the 9 Benwood schools. So principals observe to determine the quality of the teacher in each individual school. And in the spring of 2000, principals were allowed to select the quality teachers to stay in those schools. The component that made this a success was the fact that we worked closely with our union, the HCEA. All teachers were notified of the dates and timelines involved in the reconstitution, and teachers had the option of seeing that they wanted to opt out or transfer out, or if they requested to stay in, although the principal had the final decision on the list of teachers that would remain in each individual school. All teachers that opted to remain in the school had a structured interview with the individual principals. And I think what principals were looking for was not only commitment, but content and the ability to deliver. I think most teachers took it on a positive note, in fact, that those that were leaving felt like that a new environment, atmosphere might be beneficial to their career. When you improve teacher quality, your test scores automatically spike up. We had improved test scores the first year of this project, and I think with the staff development opportunities that we've afforded our teachers, we've had improved test scores in these 9 schools for the last 8 years. During the reconstitution process, the district learned that we had to have strong leaders in the school before reconstitution. I guess reconstitution served as a driver for the district to create an urban leadership academy. And our focus in the urban academy was to develop leaders, first of all, that had an instructional background. That was number one, that you could actually go in the classroom and identify good instruction. We wanted leaders with courage that was going to do the right thing for kids no matter what.